is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Man, the Rays just couldn't do it again. Yeah, we talked about this, that the Astros had some momentum, the fight or flight, and clawing back, knowing that they were right on the precipice of elimination with the Rays up 3-0. And here come the Astros climbing out of the trash can. All sticky with dumpster funk. You know that Denny's dumpster funk smell when you like are behind like a Denny's or an IHOP or something, and that's that juice that leaks out of the dumpster.
Yeah, it's a lot of liquid in those dumpsters.
That's what's all over those Astros. It's dumpster funk.
You know, they may have won last night, but how about that guy with the bullhorn behind Petco Park? He was screaming at them. The baseball community has not forgotten your transgressions.
Oh man, so we're up to game 6.
But the Rays aren't worried.
Yeah, they're
That's
not.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah, they were out like drinking and smoking last night. Yeah, like, ah, it's fine. We'll get them tomorrow.
They were still hanging with the drunk Lightning players.
Look, were they really out drinking and smoking?
No, they were in quarantine
at Petco Park in San Diego.
No, they weren't.
It was a good game.
They were not drinking and smoking.
Okay, good.
Anyway, Astros won 4-3. Series tie. Series is at 3-2. So Rays 3-2. Astros now 2. Yeah, that walk-off homer in the bottom of the 9th. And then game 6 tonight. Game 6 tonight, 6:07. All right, we're jammed up. Froggy's Fall Concert Series debut premiere here with the relaunch of the MJ Morning Show on Q105. We're very excited about this. What is the Froggy Fall Concert Series? Hold on. That and a whole lot more just getting started. It's the MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show at 6:13. MJ and the crew, Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne has joined us again. Thanks for all the great positive emails, social media. It's really been off the hook. Trying my best. If I haven't responded yet, I do apologize. I've just been swamped. I've just been inundated. All right, guys, I asked this yesterday. I'll ask it again. Can the Rays put this thing to bed tonight?
Can we mind readers? I mean, who the hell knows?
Or is it, come on, Froggy.
Apparently.
Can they?
I'm asking for an opinion here.
Oh. Let me tell you, it was 0-2 for the last two predictions. Yeah. All of us.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
I do believe you're correct on that, Fester.
The Braves probably can. The Braves are looking good.
MJ, I think we cursed the Rays.
We may have.
Our Orozco Rice song.
Orozarena.
What's this? I think that probably did curse them.
They were winning.
You're talking about this here.
2-0, 2-2 to Orozarena. Lifted in the air to right field. Joyce going back. He looks up, and it is gone.
Did you see the hit from Randy Arozarena? When he swings a bat, it is mucho muy buena. Step to the plate, he is doing it again. Hey, Arozarena.
You're talking about, you think that when we came up with this little parody and our parody guy, Magic Mark, you think that we cursed the Rays.
I don't think we helped.
I think you definitely cursed them.
We highlighted one player.
I don't believe in that stuff. Come on. You cursed the Rays.
Buster has a good point because by focusing on one player, the Rays are all about a different hero every night.
And Orozo Rice.
Dude, what do you have, a stroke over there?
What's his name?
Orozo Reina.
Randy Orozo Reina.
Oh, gosh.
Stroke over there.
I hate to sit next to him first day of school.
All right. Hey, Froggies, fall concert series. It's the by the way, today's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Froggy Fall Concert Series.
I can't remember, but yeah, something like that. Friday. I'm trying to think of the Friday Fall.
A lot of concerts have been canceled this year, but not the Fall Festival.
No. This is the Froggy Friday Fall Concert Series.
It's not a festival,
Roxanne. And it's just me, literally.
We're bringing back something, folks. This is very exciting. We're bringing something back. We're Froggy performs a song, and then the song ends with some type of a stunt.
That's cool.
And we're going to do this morning at 8:30. And you can give us a hint, because you sort of rolled out what the subject matter was going to be on what your song is about. You wrote this. This is a brand new song from scratch that Froggy wrote.
Yeah, and me and Big Lou wrote the music.
So how is the music being played? Is that already recorded?
And it's in the system. Oh, it's ready to go.
So I'm going
to
hit the music, you're going to sing live to the track.
And then the song is about my good friend Fester's breath.
What?
And the song is called Fester's Breath, actually.
The first song is Fester's Breath.
Like it's an entity.
You said that yesterday on the show, and I get home last night. My wife's like, what did you do? Did you exhale on him or something?
About 17 times a day.
Dragon breath. Like the Game of Thrones dragons, just spitting out fire. You gonna what?
Excuse me, what? I'm gonna debut my new band. Don't be rude. I'm about to talk about my new band.
I stepped on you. And I was trying to get you to start again. I'm sorry, Froggy.
A School of Tadpoles will debut today. My 80s band.
And tell me everybody in your band. Give me all your bandmates. Tell me everybody.
Michael Kuzmana
and
Froggy, Mike Kuz, okay. And Big Lou. But Big Lou couldn't make it today, so it's just me. With a spectacular finale.
Why couldn't Big Lou be here?
He had to shake some paint.
He has the early shift at Sherwin-Williams today, so he couldn't make it for the first one.
Are people buying a lot of paint during COVID times? I guess so.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of home improvements.
Yeah. He's like, so many people are coming in.
That construction's still on fire, isn't it?
It is, especially in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, construction's still going through the roof. All right, I'm looking forward. 8:30 this morning. You don't want to miss it. It's the Froggy Fall Friday concert series, the debut, the maiden voyage here on Q105. All right. Now, debate last night, or I should say, dueling debates.
How did you watch it like that? How did you watch both?
There were townhouses.
First of all, stop. Do you think I watched the debates or the town halls?
I think you did.
Hold on. Do you think I watched them right at 8 o'clock when they came on?
I know what you did.
No. Why did I not watch them at 8 o'clock when they came on?
So you can DVR them both and then go back and watch them. Big Brother.
No.
Oh, I know. I definitely know.
We were watching Big Brother.
What, Froggy?
Busty Cops 2 was on last night.
Was it? I missed it?
Mm-hmm. Skin and Max.
Come on, guys. Come on. Why
no,
was
the
I,
game?
The hello? Roxanne, the game was on. The game went past 8 o'clock.
But you can watch that on Twitter.
What?
The game?
Get updated.
I want to watch the game. I finished watching the Rays game, and then I had both of the town halls, Biden and Trump, I had them DVR'd, and then Michelle and I watched them back to back. Fester, eyes on the websites that should have the early overnight ratings. Who wins? Who has the higher amount of viewers? Did Trump's town hall or did Biden's town hall? It's NBC Trump, where he was on there with The Apprentice for so long, and it's ABC had Joe Biden or Stephanopoulos. So we'll see. We're going to watch it the minute the story breaks on who won the ratings battle. That's what Trump cares about. I won. I had bigger ratings. Huge. Hold on, we're just getting rolling, folks. It's a busy, busy Friday. It's the MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show. Q105 MJ here. Froggy Fester, Roxanne, 6:32 Friday. Rays, come on, guys. Just put this to bed tonight. Could you? Is this going to go to Game 7? If the Rays don't win tonight, it goes to Game 7.
That's right.
And then, I don't even want to think about it. I mean, so close. So close, yet so far.
They're not worried.
I hope not.
That's what they're saying.
Well, but you got to have a little bit of worry because you got to get in the mode and you got to...
Blake Snell on the mound tonight, feeling good.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
How could they not be worried? I mean, this is a huge opportunity. Yeah. If they blow it, I mean, it's done. So, you know, no pressure, but come on, guys.
No pressure, but the Lightning one.
All right, I said a few minutes ago, I teased that something is difficult. Fester, what are you giving her the stink eye for?
The Lightning won like 4 weeks ago.
Exactly, yeah, like no plus. Pressure, yeah. But our hockey team did it. You need to do it now, too.
Yeah, Rays.
Fester was giving Roxanne the stink eye, the side-eye stink eye just now.
What team we were talking about.
A few minutes ago, and you guys were guessing. I said, no, just hang on until we get on the air with it. So I teased a few minutes ago that there's something that allegedly is hard to find in supermarkets right now. And I don't know if this is the case. Now, I've been to the supermarket numerous times, obviously, in the last couple of weeks. But I did not look for this item because we actually have some in the pantry, so it wasn't an issue. The deal is this. Canned corn, apparently, is in a shortage situation around the country.
Is it creamed or just regular corn?
It's regular sweet corn.
Where are these people shopping?
And this is what I want to know. Maybe we should ask people to call up. I mean, were you at the supermarket last night?
Did you
buy corn by any chance?
No. Well, but I didn't see a lot of soft drinks that I wanted.
What soft drinks did you want?
Cherry Coke.
Exactly
anything
right.
Cherry is not there.
Why is RC? That? Was COVID having an effect on cherry-flavored products?
I've been looking for zero Coke cherry for like a month.
Really?
The specialty.
What
the? Yes.
Right, I was in Trader Joe's and the one on Swan in South Tampa. I still don't, I like Trader Joe's. And I still don't know how the heck that store got zoned because of the traffic and the parking lot. Somebody greased somebody's palms on getting that Trader Joe's zoned there in South Tampa on Southdale Mabry. Telling you right now.
The parking sucks.
Yeah. All right. Also, it gets backed up and you're trying to go straight and not go to Trader Joe's and go to Beach Park and it's all frigged up. Anyway, here's the story. The supply chain has put the kibosh on canned sweet corn, just regular canned corn. And why is this? The story goes that it's possibly tough to track down sweet corn right now or regular canned corn because obviously it's grown once a year because corn crops in the U.S. pretty much come due like late summer.
It's a late summer, early fall.
July, August is when I know that corn crops come due. So they only grow corn once a year. Obviously.
As you move up, it's later in the year.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you guys know a lot about corn.
How do you know all this?
I travel to Michigan every year. There's corn growing up until September, October.
So what happens is the corn that is grown and harvested in the late summer around the country, that has to last for the whole year. What happened was with COVID and people buying canned goods, a lot of retailers burned through the inventory of canned corn, and there's been a shortage because people are going after the shelf-stable items, obviously, and canned goods, the toilet paper situation. But canned corn, the sales went through the roof, almost 50%. Canned corn sales surged 47% during the pandemic when you compare it to last year's numbers. And the big canning companies, Del Monte and Green Giant, and then, of course, you have all the off-brands or you have the private label, the store brands. They wanted to try to get the farmers to plant more sweet corn for canning, but they had already made their plans. You get your supplies, all your seed, however that stuff works with Farmer Joe. And so they couldn't shift. So now, apparently, there is a shortage of canned corn on the shelves around the country. I don't know if that's the deal here. Yeah, I'd love to hear from, has anyone been to a supermarket? Has anybody tried to buy canned corn? Have you been to Winn-Dixie? Have you been to Publix?
Remember when this all started and it's like, we're not going to be able to leave the house. So everybody ran out and probably did buy a lot of canned goods. So the canned corn exists. It's probably just at your neighbor's house. So go knock on their door.
But people that don't have it are trying to go to the supermarket. And this story says that it's in short supply. Oh, and then there was a transportation issue.
Right.
Because a lot of the trucking companies, they took trucks off the road during the pandemic. And then trucking companies that had routes to run and freight to move, they were then dropping customer shipments because they were taking higher price deliveries. So they were rejecting current contracts, and they were taking more expensive contracts to make more money. So it sounds like they were screwing over some of their longtime customers.
You know, now that you mention it, I recall thinking as I was going down the can aisle that the whole can aisle itself just looked sparse. Where usually it's packed with green cans and white cans of vegetables.
And you were mentioning Coke or Cherry Coke. Do you buy it in the can or a bottle?
How
do
can.
You, okay, and then also aluminum cans. Aluminum cans have been in shortage for the soda companies that need the aluminum cans to can their soda. I'll tell you what. Has anyone had an issue in finding canned corn? 800-990-1047.
Last night I was shopping and looking for cookies, and I noticed not as many choices. So that's something else that's low.
All right. We'll see if anyone fires up the MJ Morning Show canned corn phones. And then the guy in the air, hang on next.
I can't believe the phones are lit up over canned corn.
Oh, yeah.
This is important.
Just did a story about how canned corn is in short supply because of COVID and production, and people were scrambling to buy shelf-stable canned items during the COVID. Look at the phones here. Let me go to, let's see, is it Maria? All right, let me grab Maria first. Maria, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Maria's in Hudson. Hi, Maria.
Good morning.
All right, canned corn. Can you confirm or deny that there is a canned corn shortage when you go shopping?
That is a 100% confirmation.
All right, what's the story? Where do you shop, and what have you seen?
I shop at Aldi's. I thought I got lucky. I saw a small little area in the corner. Corn, grabbed it, ran home, go to open it. There's a big blob in my pot. It is creamed corn. They have no regular sweet corn.
Oh my God. You wanted regular corn, and then you had the gloppy, starchy glob of cream corn.
Wow. Maria, at the Aldi you shop at, is there a little sign that says, like, limit 4 cans?
Oh, wait a sec. The buttons aren't in. Hold on. She couldn't hear you. Oh, hey, Coop, you got to put all those buttons in, all right?
Maria, at the Aldi, is there a little sign that says limit 4 cans?
Yes, there are.
Yep.
You can thank me for that sign.
Wait a sec. Why can we thank you for the Aldi sign of limit 4 cans per customer?
Okay, so you go to a normal traditional supermarket, can of corn's a buck, a buck and a half.
Right.
You go to Aldi, it's like 49 cents.
Right.
So I went there like March 18th, and I got two shopping carts full of canned goods. I told my wife I thought the whole supply chain was going to break down.
Did I hear that Aldi was Trader Joe's brother?
Yes.
And they split like years ago, and Trader Joe went one way, and his brother was...
Over cigarettes.
Oh, they were pissed off at each other, and they split.
Talking about the two stores?
Yeah, I don't know that they were pissed.
They're not using brother as metaphor. I think you're talking about actual brothers.
Yeah, the actual brothers. Trader Joe is one guy, and the brother was in the family Trader Joe's business, and then there was some kind of argument, you say, over cigarettes, and they split. That's why Aldi exists. It's Trader Joe's brother.
Aldi's a German company, a German store, right. And they brought that name over. But yeah, they're affiliated.
That's a story, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the call, Maria. Hey, thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show, and tell everyone the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, all right?
You got it. Thanks.
Thanks, Maria. Let's grab Shauna in Riverview. Hey, Shauna, you're on the MJ Morning Show. What is your canned corn dilemma?
We shop at Save-A-Lot in Riverview, and we went in the other day just to get some regular groceries, some canned goods. We have a big family, so I normally will grab a couple of flats every couple of weeks. We went in, and the corn is completely gone.
Yeah.
And they set up sales for, like, buying bulk. And there's just nothing.
Are you looking to do corn as a side dish, or do you use it in a casserole or some other recipe?
Both.
Yeah, corn goes in everything.
Look at that. I'm sure you can get, flats of lima beans. Are those sold out, or are they still available?
The beans are doing pretty good.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I told you.
The regular, like, green beans, corn, stuff like that. Yeah. There's always just a lot smaller amount.
All right, Shauna, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Folks, it's confirmed. This is confirmed.
Thanks to Maria and Shauna.
I don't need to send you to Winn-Dixie or Publix here on 4th Street. Maybe I will. Maybe we will send you out just to take a look at the... Because they were talking Aldi and they were talking Save-A-Lot. So we'll see. All right. It's happened again. This is insane. Do you remember back in September, there was a report of a guy at 3,000 feet in the air near LAX, Los Angeles International, with a jetpack flying around at 3,000 feet?
I saw the headline, but I don't remember reading the story.
It has happened again. Literally, a guy with like a jetpack up at 3,000 feet, an American Airlines flight goes by, and they're like, hello, tower, we've got a guy up here at about 3,000 feet off the left side of the airplane, and there's even audio of the pilot talking about it with the tower.
But who isn't ready to make this mainstream travel? I've been wanting to ride a jetpack ever since the Jetsons.
You should call this guy. Ever since the Rocketeer.
It is exactly. It's happened again. On Wednesday, a guy flying at 6,000 feet.
Ooh. Holy cow. Are you kidding?
I'm not making this up.
He's an alien.
Second time a man has been spotted, and it's probably the same dude. This guy was hovering at 6,000 feet above the ground near the airport, an approaching COVID Airlines flight. That's China Airlines, by the way. An approaching COVID Airlines flight was on final approach, and he's about 7 miles northwest of the airport, 1:45 in the afternoon, and the flight crew radios in, hey, we're at 6,000 feet, and there's a guy, I'm sure there's a little more of an accent that I'm doing right now, but this is 2020, so I better not do the accent or else the MJ Morning Show would last, like, what, 2 weeks on the air? So the China Airlines flight, they say, yeah, we got a guy with a jetpack 6,000 feet. So the FBI's investigating. How can they not find this guy?
Because he's 6,000 feet high.
You know, it could have been like...
It looks like a little speck up in the sky.
It could be a sighting. Is it unidentified?
No, it's a man with a jetpack on as planes are landing at Los Angeles International Airport. This guy's got some serious cojones. What if, like, the fuel ran out at 6,000 feet? This guy would hit the ground and... And splat.
He disintegrated.
I love this, and I think we should all be doing this.
What would happen to a plane at speed if it hit somebody in a jetpack?
Oh, God. It would pummel the guy. I mean, the plane's on...
What happened to the plane? I know what happened to the guy.
The plane's on... a plane when Sully hit a bird.
Yeah,
it goes down, bro.
Well, planes on final approach or short final, they're going, you know, 180, 160, 150 miles an hour. Oh, it would probably damage the airplane if he got sucked into the engine. The guy would...
That'd be awesome.
It would be like...
Jetpack soup.
It would be like getting a smoothie at Extreme Juice.
I'd take an extra shot of jetpack.
Unbelievable. So now I guess we're waiting for the third sighting. But the FBI's investigating. They don't know who this guy is with the jetpack. And... He would just be in trouble because he would be in a no-fly area where the planes are getting ready to land or take off at LAX is the issue.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. Go-Go's rolling up on 7 o'clock here on a Friday, and we're all hoping the Rays can put it to bed tonight. We'll get into that later on. Fester, before I move on, and Fester had an alert on his phone last night, which a little concerning, I got to admit. We'll get to that in a second. Operation Fix the Studio, It's Hot as Hell. How are we doing with Fix the AC in the Studio, It's Hot as Hell mission? What's the story?
We're doing very poorly.
I can tell.
Very poorly on that department.
Oh my God!
The
antiquated... I feel like I'm at a spa. I'm at the Beasley Spa.
You know,
I'm doing towels?
Steam room.
You know what? I'm sweating the toxins out of my body.
Yeah. Well, listen. I think a lot of people would pay good money for something like that. However, because of the antiquated ducting and air conditioning handling system, I cannot make it any cooler than it currently is.
So this is CBS's fault, because Beasley bought these stations from CBS back in 2014.
Exactly.
Sure.
So this is a CBS problem.
And this ducting system probably has never been changed.
Can we claw back? Can we go back to CBS and say, hey, you sold Beasley some bum air conditioning in these studios? Great radio stations, but bum air conditioning.
So... they currently do not have it in the 2021 budget.
What the heck are we going to do? All right, Roxanne.
More fans is all I can think of.
You were working in the studio with Mason for years. And, of course, Mason has moved to afternoon. So it's MJ in the morning with the crew. And then Mason 3 to 7 in the afternoon here at Q105. Was it like this?
Yes and no. The two differences are there were less people.
That's true.
And more.
The people were also thinner.
Right. Bigger people.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
Are you calling me big?
No. I'm just saying.
Are you calling me fat?
Taking up more space. No, this is a physics thing.
Are you body shaming me or
I'm not body shaming anyone.
You're body shaming Fester.
I could say, hey, how tall is Fester? Fester's tall.
Fester's what, 5'11"? What are you?
5'11"?
What are you?
I'm 6'1"
Oh, 6'1" I'm sorry. And Fester's clocking in at about three...
A lean, surprisingly lean, 338.
Fester takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, she's pinned in the corner, and he's got the black hole next to her.
This studio is hot as malls.
Fester's too fat.
And replace the M with a B, would you please? Whoa. I missed that. What'd you say? What?
She showed concern for Fester's weight, and now she's afraid to.
What did you just say?
Fester's too... weighs too much.
She said that with real concern.
Why are you turning red over there?
What the... Roxanne, E2 Brute?
E2 Brute.
Bitch, I got MJ here.
Fester.
You're to me.
Fester's car.
I sit right next to him, so I can speak to this.
Fester.
He is at that age.
Man, Roxanne.
It is getting hotter as we're... I'm telling you.
I know.
I've got sweat. We've got to fix the air conditioning in the studio. We've got to do it.
All right.
702. Fester.
Yes.
Gets an alert. Was this an email or a text? What happened?
It's an email form. So, yes, I received an email.
Uh-oh. It is a Fester alert. All right, so what happened?
So I get an email from my son, who's 4 years old, his elementary school.
Oh, I think I got an email from him.
No,
oh,
wow. Dad, let me talk to you about the ice cream selection lately. No, I get an email from the school, and it says, gives the name of the school. We have been notified that a student at our school has tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, see, I knew Fester's the weak link in this place. He is. As far as keeping our studio safe, you're the weak link.
I'm surprised you let him in the studio this morning with this alert.
Well, also, your daughter does go to daycare as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm a weak link.
You know what? You guys are both the weakest link. Goodbye. Seriously.
We'll do the Fester and Roxanne show. It'll be great.
My kids are not at school here. Chloe's at college in New Hampshire. Julian's at boarding school in Connecticut. Froggy, Froggy's across the room away from... Well, swing your microphone over to that side of the room, then. You can swing yours. So, Froggy's kids, both of your kids, are
home.
Are doing the homeschool
That's
virtual
right.
thing.
You know what Fester and I are doing over here? We're inoculating each other. We're building our immune system.
So you're doing your own little herd immunity over there?
It's not herd immunity, germs in general. We don't want COVID.
Are you about to make a joke that Fester is part of the part of the cow herd? Is that
go ahead, Roxanne.
Go on, Roxanne. Go ahead. Go on. Body shame Fester. Go on. Go on.
So it says, due to privacy laws, we cannot disclose the identity of the individual.
I think we out the kit right here.
Okay.
I would call little Johnny Johnson.
Listen,
all right,
poor
little Johnny.
If you did not receive a phone call, a personal phone call from the main office, your child did not come into close contact with this individual, and we did not
define
get the
close.
Call.
There
so
you go.
You did not get the call, right?
We did not. I mean, I would think close contact would be same class.
The COVID rave.
At least it's a positive that you didn't get the phone call that your daughter...
Not yet.
...didn't come in contact. And this is an elementary school in the Carrollwood area, right?
South Lutz.
Fester, what's the time frame do you have to get the call?
I guess they would have called yesterday.
Oh, jeez. And I've got Fest and Roxanne, the weak COVID links with their kids here in the studio. MJ Morning Show, it's Q105. It is the MJ Morning Show. MJ here with Froggy, Fester, Roxanne, 7:09 Friday morning, and it's the maiden voyage, folks. We're just 2 weeks in. Can you believe it's been 2 weeks? Can you believe we've already been back for two solid weeks? This is the end of 2 weeks of the return of the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
We haven't been reprimanded once anything.
No, it's been smooth sailing. And, you know, it's a lot less corporate BS here at Beasley. I kind of like that.
It's a nice culture. Yeah.
It really is.
It is. So, Fester, 2 weeks. What does it feel like?
You know, MJ, we talked about this in the past privately. I kind of never thought we'd be back on the radio again. So, it's not to sound corny, but it's a dream come true. It really is.
I think it feels great. I forgot how much.
Ball. I know. It sounds corny to even say it, but it is.
I forgot how much I love doing this type of show. I mean, now I realize I had a void in my life. You know, I did mornings on WOR New York for a number of years. That's why I went to New York for a bit.
But your co-host was a corpse.
Oh, God. Well, the worst.
He was a legit corpse. Like, he died, like, in, like, 1998. Ooh, left him in the studio.
Sad. That guy, I'm not going to say was like a speed bump. He was like the tire-shredding spikes if you go in the wrong way.
I've done
At Avis or Hertz, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've actually done that.
did all four wheels go...
Yes, it was in Arizona, Phoenix. I was in my early 20s, and my parents warned me. I was going on a business trip. They're like, Roxanne, it's dangerous out there. Be careful, be careful. I rent my car. I pull out. I blow out all the tires. But I didn't realize what I'd done. I thought I was being shot at, so I just hid in the car.
She's ducking. Oh,
you thought you were getting shot at.
The guys finally had to come into the car. I'm like, what's happening?
Those spikes were his old co-host.
All right, well, hold on a minute. Were you leaving the car at the place?
Did you go in reverse?
How did you leave through the wrong way?
Notoriously bad sense of direction.
Well, obviously, you can't even leave the flipping car rental lot.
I couldn't find the right way out of the car rental lot.
Did the spikes on the street not warn you wrong way?
No, I didn't even see them. I just blew out all four tires.
Usually there's a stop. Severe tire damage. The signs are red. They're huge. And you thought that... It sounded like gunshots.
I hid in the car until they came up to me.
There's a sniper here in Phoenix. I'm going to die. You remember which?
I've been warned.
Which car rental agency was it?
I feel like it was Avis or Hertz. One of the two. This was so long ago, though. It was back in the MapQuest days. You know, you had to print out your directions to go somewhere.
Oh, that's right. MapQuest. You had your paper with you?
Yeah, I had my paper. Jeez. I was looking at my paper. That's the problem.
Way back during the internet's time with MapQuest.
I remember my day. So anyway, you were doing mornings in New York.
Hold on, tell me about that day.
Well, we would wake up, print out our directions, and then walk through the snow with no shoes and get frostbitten toes, but we didn't care.
But you had a printer.
That's right.
What about your triptych from AAA?
I don't know what a triptych is, but...
No, a triptych.
Oh.
Not a triptych.
And that doesn't sound near as fun.
I don't have one of those either.
But that's a funny story. And did they charge you for the tires?
No, they felt totally bad for me. But it was just like that sympathy, this poor girl.
All right, the Froggy Fall Concert Series. This is great. So we got sidetracked somehow.
Yeah, we're talking about you doing mornings in New York.
With a corpse. Yes.
All right. Well,
with a corpse. Tire story.
Who did not get COVID, I don't think. All right. Anyway, so Froggy's Fall Concert Series kicks off today. And this is something Froggy did for a number of years over at the old MJ Morning Show. We're on Gandhi at FLZ. And it's the Friday Fall Concert Series. And this is where Froggy performs an original song. Usually there's a theme, there's a subject. And Froggy, this song is about?
As much as Fester's wife doesn't enjoy the topic, it's called Fester's Breath.
So that's the song that Froggy's going to perform at 8:30 this morning. So a little under an hour and a half away. 8:30 this morning, Froggy Fall Concert Series, Fester's Breath song. And then the beauty of the Froggy Friday Fall Concert Series, at the end of the song, there's some kind of a...
finale.
Physical event finale.
Yes.
And I have no idea what it is. It's always a surprise.
Nobody knows but me.
For the record, she's not upset about the subject matter. She's just so concerned about how I got so close to you to breathe on you, where this is
personification.
Well, you cough on me 12 times a morning, so I got the, you know, I got the hint.
Oh, you know what we didn't get to yesterday? The guy that murderer out in Frostproof that murdered the three guys.
Like, the fisherman? Ooh. Like 2 months ago?
Yeah. So news came out. Yeah, I had it in the pile yesterday because it broke, I guess, during the show yesterday, that the state attorney's office out in Polk County, that they are seeking the death penalty against this, Tony T.J. Wiggins, who wigged out and murdered those three guys at the fishing spot back in July out in Frostproof. So the prosecutors filed a notice with circuit court this week about their intent to prove two factors. The defendant was previously convicted of another capital felony or a felony involving the use of threat of violence to a person, and that the capital felony was committed for the purpose of avoiding or preventing a lawful arrest or effecting an escape from custody. And, of course, this Wiggins maniac shot and killed Brandon Rollins, 28, Kevin Springfield, 30, and Damian Tillman, 23, back on July 17th. These guys were out fishing. And two other suspects were arrested, and the whole altercation, three guys murdered over a dispute over a truck.
So these guys were actually, I don't know if friends is the right word, but they all obviously knew each other.
They were acquaintances, yeah, they knew each other.
There's something going on.
Unbelievable. I mean, what a story. So it's obvious that they're going to go after the death penalty, but it was just announced, and they should, and this guy should die for what he did. Just an awful, awful story. 7:15, it's the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Got a creepy, creepy medical issue. Coming up on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105 at 7:27, and we are an hour away. Hour away, ladies and gentlemen, from the return of the Froggy Friday Fall Concert Series. An original song will be performed by Froggy, and it will culminate. The finale will include some kind of a physical stunt, and that's the surprise.
That's it.
We have no idea what's going to happen, but it's an hour away at 8:30. At 8:30, the Froggy Fall Concert Series is back, and Froggy has a song about Fester's breath, apparently.
Yes. It should be a number one hit, and it should be getting heavy rotation on Q105 after I sing it.
Coming in at number one on the charts, it's Fester's breath. Hi, I'm Casey Kasem, and now back to the countdown. And
now, our format.
And now we're up to our long-distance dedication. It's about a guy with a dog dying and really bad breath.
Okay.
The dog die from the guy's bad breath?
Exactly.
All right. Is the name of the song just Fester's Breath?
Yeah, it's Fester's Breath.
All right. An hour away.
Not like Breath in the Wind or something? Or...
This is creepy. Oh, and we're on red alert. We're on high alert for the overnight ratings, the early numbers. And I've been checking, like, Deadline Hollywood and Drudge and we're waiting to see who won the ratings last night. Can you imagine how pissed Trump is going to be if Joe Biden, can you imagine if Joe Biden actually beat Trump in the ratings with the town halls?
Hold on a minute.
He'll go ballistic. If I were to guess, I think Trump is going to win. I think Trump's going to have more viewers for his town hall on NBC versus Joe Biden over on ABC, but they could be close.
I can't believe there's anybody undecided right now.
No, there's not. That's a good point.
You know, I mean, really.
There is nobody's... I don't think there's anyone out there whose mind is going to be changed at this point.
And the nice thing is, if you wanted Biden to win last night, then you can watch CNN. If you wanted Trump to win, you watch Fox. Got your answer?
I'm writing in, Fester.
Look.
Are you going to do a write-in?
What is the president going to do when he realizes Big Brother beat him last night?
Big Brother's not going to beat the town halls, I'm going to tell you right now. So we're watching for the ratings. We'll let you know as soon as we get the information. We'll bring it to you here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Oh, and for those that are reveling in the fact that the MJ Morning Show is back, Froggy, Fester, me, MJ, and now Roxanne joining us, feel free to drop us email We have email set up for all of us. I'm MJ@MJMorningShow.com. Froggy is Froggy@MJMorningShow.com. Fester@MJMorningShow.com. And Roxanne@MJMorningShow.com. Creepy medical story. You know, every once in a while, these things pop up. It's like some creepy doctor or a creepy technician or a nurse. And there's some kind of really nasty, kind of grody story about fondling or inappropriate behavior. And I saw this, and this takes some serious cojones to do this. Out of Missouri, an X-ray technician apparently was attracted to the woman who was in the office for a scan and called her back under a ruse so he could, like, fondle her. This is not a doctor. This is an X-ray technician. Used a fake cancer scare to get the patient to come back. This is out of Wentzville, Missouri. The guy's name is Ryan E. Williams, 39 years old. He was charged earlier this week with sexual abuse, invasion of privacy. Incident happened at Mercy Hospital, Lincoln, in Troy, Missouri. So the woman had gone to the hospital's urgent care facility, this is last week, for a chest X-ray, and then was asked to come back. The tech called the lady directly. Nobody at the hospital, no one at the facility, nobody in the front office knew that this lady was coming back. The tech must have been attracted to this woman and her body and decided to come up with this ruse. Look at your face. Roxanne, it looks like you just drank Drano. Look at your face.
It's you disgusting. Okay? These are people you trust. You put your trust in them.
It is. So the X-ray tech says, we need you to come back. We found an... Listen to this. And to mentally screw with this lady like this, we have an area of concern. Can you please come back? Can you imagine what's going through a woman? You go for a chest X-ray and you get a call. We have a concern here. We need you to come back. So she's thinking, oh my God, I've got cancer in my lungs. Oh my God, I'm going to die. And how sick is that?
And he's like, oh, I can't wait to see her boobs again.
Exactly. Well, that's what it comes down to. So then she goes back. And then this guy, Williams, the X-ray tech, gives her a gown, asks her to undress for a CT scan. During the exam, he's lifting her gown, touching her breasts, putting stickers. So he's trying to make it somewhat official, putting, like, stickers on her breasts. She was exposed. And then he then showed her a CT scan and claimed that her doctor was concerned that she might have lymphoma. No, nothing.
What?
She's so vulnerable, she has cancer, and she's probably thinking, wait, this doesn't feel right.
So the lady calls her doctor's office a few days later about the results, and they say, wait, what CT scan?
You're healthy as a horse.
We know nothing about this. We have no record of an exam. No physician requested it. Your doctor did not ask for a CT scan over an area of concern. This guy just wanted to get this hot woman back into the place so he could get his jollies by seeing her naked and touching her breasts.
And you know what they say about guys like this? When they get caught, it's not the first time. He's probably been pulling this off for years.
Oh my.
How can they screen for this at hospitals? How can you say, hey, wait a second, you seem like a red flag there?
This is awful. So Mercy Hospital, Lincoln in Missouri, sent a statement that Williams is no longer employed there. Oh, you think? They're about to get whacked with a lawsuit. And this guy ought to be arrested. Now, Williams' attorney, the X-ray tech with the fake diagnosis, his client plans to plead not guilty and denies all accusations. Yeah.
He's really got all the details lined up before he...
So he was arrested, and I hope they throw the book at this guy. You know, this reminds me, actually, there was an awful, awful story out of New York when I was up in the city. And Roxanne, do me a favor. I'm going to give you some details on this thing. And this was not a tech. This was a doctor. This was like a well-respected doctor. All right, do me a favor. Go search Manhattan doctor.
Oh, that's specific.
Hang on a minute. patient sexual abuse. Oh, Mount Sinai. It was a Mount Sinai hospital deal. All right, so this is another crazy story. All right, hold on. It's the MJ Morning Show on a Friday. This is Q105, and we're back in moments. How about some Bon Jovi? Roxanne, my wife complains about that all the time. It creeps Michelle out. MJ Morning Show, it's Q105. Roxanne, in the middle of the song there, says, this is so weird. I hate this. You want to mention about what you just said?
So you just sent me down a rabbit hole,
right,
of looking for this particular Dr. David Newman, right, from Mount Sinai, emergency room physician.
No, I'm talking about the other thing with the hair.
Before we get to that.
No. Before we get to that.
Okay, good.
I see you're going. Yeah, so you want to talk about this?
I'm perfectly fine talking about it.
I'm sorry. I was going to go into the doctor's story, yes, and we will, yes, but you were just talking about this. You just said, oh, my God, this is creeping me out. All right, go ahead.
This kind of stuff happens to me all the time. I've been touching my head this morning because I'm feeling my scalp because I feel like my hair is falling out. So I put my hand back there and go, okay, does that feel normal?
I don't think your hair is falling out, at least.
There's a little bit of a bald spot about the size of a dime.
Post-pregnancy hormones.
All right, so you think, that's what you said, that post-pregnancy hormones, that is that true, that your hair does fall?
No, what happens is when you get pregnant, a lot of hair grows in and you don't shed as much. So then the perception is after it falls
out. But what you just said was that you were talking about your hair,
I was thinking about it.
That's even weirder then. So what Roxanne just said was that she's starting to get hair things pop up on her phone and her feeds and everything.
Yes, yeah, on Instagram in particular. Yeah. I'm like, how is this happening? Are they reading my mind?
Michelle has complained about, and I've noticed it as well, that if we have a conversation about something or she's talking about something, then a product or stories pop up in her feed, which makes you wonder, the damn phone is listening to you.
2 days ago, Fesser showed me a pretty kick-ass website with cool, like, 80s t-shirts. It's called, like, RSVLTS or something.
Yeah.
And we just talked about it. That day, their ads pop up on my Instagram.
And you didn't
for the company.
You didn't search for it. You were just talking about it. And then
I had it on my phone. I showed him. We talked about it, and then it's on his phone.
These phones. They're listening to us.
You are aware of the vocal component, but I'm telling you, there's a mind reading component. I thought about a friend the other day. I said, I wonder how she's doing. She popped up in my feed, and I didn't even know we were friends.
Listen, a lot of people think that the smart speakers in the house, which you're listening, are creepy, and some people don't like them. Some people love them. But really, in the scheme of things, does it really hurt? But it's still creepy that, I don't understand how you're just thinking about it. I don't think they've perfected the ESP or the...
In my phone, they have. The
brainwave technology.
iPhone 11, they have.
7:45, it's the MJ Morning Show. Quickly here, we were talking last segment about this creepy x-ray tech in Missouri that found the woman attractive, apparently, called her back under a ruse that we were concerned about a potential cancer issue, and the x-ray tech just wanted the lady to come back because she was obviously attractive and wanted to fondle her breasts. And it's just a terrible, terrible story. And then I said, Roxanne, there's a story that I remember out in New York a couple of years ago. It involved an ER doc at Mount Sinai. And again, let me preface that most doctors, 99.9%, are just fantastic, wonderful men and women. And they just care about your health and well-being, but you have bad apples in every walk of life.
This guy is David Newman. He was in Mount Sinai. A woman comes in. He did this to multiple people. But for instance, this one woman come in. He doped her up with extra doses of morphine.
Newman.
Yes. Ironically, her name was Newman, too. His victim's name was Newman.
Hello, Newman. Wait a minute. The doctor's name was Newman.
And that the woman who was abused was also named Newman, but not related.
Newman and Newman's.
And his favorite character on Seinfeld.
Hello, Newman.
Is she a mail carrier?
Yes, I'm sure of this, yes. So he abused her, he gave her all this morphine, and I'm not going to describe what he did, but she had some evidence. She called the police because she vaguely remembered it.
This is how we do it in the Newman family.
Worse than what she remembered.
Oh, God.
Because they were able to look at her and find things out. Collect data.
Let's put it this way. She was in the hospital and she was getting checked out. She got sedated for a procedure, right?
Yes, and then he came in and gave her more sedation. She didn't even need sedation for whatever she was in there for.
I don't think she needed to be sedated. That was the story, that he sedated her. She didn't even need it. And then he gets all gratified during the... Let's just say there was some residual evidence that showed up on her clothing?
Yes, be careful how you search for this on Google. I just made that mistake. Thanks to MJ.
Actually, don't be careful.
It's an awful, it's a terrible, terrible story.
Because, again, because of the trust factor. You go in there, you're vulnerable.
I know. And, Froggy, you've heard of the Hippocratic Oath, right? What is the Hippocratic Oath?
The Hippocratic Oath is something that has filled with hypocrisy.
Or hippopotamuses.
Yes. No, I don't know. I mean, I was going to say one thing, whatever your Hippocratic Oath is.
It's the ethics oath that doctors, you know, first do no harm.
Yeah, well, so have you seen the documentary on Netflix about the Olympic doctor? That guy, I mean, this is like, he's beyond.
Oh, with all the girls, the Olympic...
The magnitude of this
happens.
Yes.
The gymnastic girls. Oh, that's awful.
It's disgusting.
That guy. Anyway, the Hippocratic Oath is what doctors take. This guy, I think he did the hippo creepy oath, this dude. And it's just a terrible, terrible story.
Froggy's talking about Larry Nassar.
Oh, that's right. That guy, Larry Nassar.
What a
total creep bag that guy was.
It's like, your foot hurts? Hang on, let me... check out your ass.
7:40. No, and you know what?
That's how we did it.
Some do that. Exactly. It's awful. 7:48. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. And Froggy, what is your favorite TV show of all time?
Andy Griffith's Show.
No. All right. Hold on to that thought because got to run something by you, which might alarm you incredibly. Next, MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, 7:57, Friday morning. Go Rays tonight. Come on, guys. Quit stretching this out. Put this thing to sleep. How cool would it have been if they would have done it in four straight? Now the Astros, they had to pick up a win, and then that brought it to game five. Now we're going to be dealing with game six tonight because the Astros won again last night. So come on, Rays. Let's do it. Froggy, I'm a little concerned about you, Froggy. I want your emotions to be kept in check. I'm going to break some news to you here in just a matter of moments, which could be extremely disturbing. We're also waiting for the ratings to come out on who won the town halls last night. Did Trump win the ratings or did Joe Biden win the ratings? So we're waiting for that to roll out. What do you want? You grab two?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Let me grab line two. It's Don. Hello, Don. Don, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Hey, I've been a loyal listener, and I've been a Floridian since I was born here. So I've been here from the day one with Q105. And you guys, between you guys and Mason Dixon, you guys really bring it to the table.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate your candidacy, MJ. You've always been transparent with the listeners. And I haven't always agreed with you, but you always brought it to the table, and I appreciate that.
Well, Don, thank you. So you used to listen to the old MJ Morning Show days?
Oh, yeah, Milk Flush Cloud, my favorite.
Don, thank God you've answered.
You know what, Don, it's funny you say that because we've been on the air now 2 weeks here at Q105. MJ, you haven't played any... crotchety calls.
I have not. You know what? I'll do it next week. I'm not going to do it today. We don't have time today. But next week, I'll whip out a classic crotchety. Hey, Don, great phone call.
I have your CDs.
Oh, you have all the crotchety old band CDs?
Yes, I do.
Let's go to Don's house. We can have a listening party.
That's incredible. All right, we're coming over this weekend, Don. Hey, Don, do me a favor. Keep in touch with us. I want you to be a regular caller on the show, okay?
Hey, I appreciate it. MJ, welcome back. Froggy, Fessor, you guys are the bomb.
And don't forget Roxanne.
Oh, hey, Roxanne.
Hey, Don, thank you, buddy.
Have a fantastic day, guys.
You do. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. Isn't that great?
What's up with that guy? He's all cheerful.
It's a great call.
I feel the same way about you.
I'm about to bring things down significantly.
Uh-oh.
Froggy, what do you think about the death of Dustin Diamond from Saved by the Bell?
Are you...
what?
Are you kidding me? Screech is dead?
He was killed in a prison riot.
Oh, wait. Is he in prison?
I mean, I'm not surprised if he is.
Yeah, he was killed.
Is Screech dead? Tell me.
No, he's not dead. No, this is a rumor.
Oh, God, son of a bitch.
Seriously, this was like a fake news rumor that was going around that Dustin Diamond, or Screech, from Saved by the Bell, died in a prison riot. This, I guess the story showed up on some notorious fake news site where they everyone is supposed to know that it's fake news, but sometimes the fake news gets out into the real news, and this was shared on social media. And this was earlier this week. The story was that Dustin Diamond, Screech from Saved by the Bell, died in a prison riot at the age of 43.
He was in jail.
For what? Oh, stabbing somebody, right?
No, he was in jail. No, this is a true story. So the story was, he was, hold on.
In 2005, he was convicted of carrying a concealed weapon and disorderly conduct. He served 4 months in a jail in Wisconsin.
No, this is 2015.
I see 2016.
Okay, yeah. Oh, here it is. He was sentenced to 4 months in a Wisconsin jail in 2016 after a 2015 conviction for disorderly conduct and carrying a concealed weapon the prior year. And he was released a month early. And, then he went back to jail over a probation violation like a month later and stayed there for 2 days. Yay.
But he's not dead.
No, he's not. But for whatever reason, someone took the story that he was in prison or jail for a little bit, and they turned that into he died in a prison riot. And that was all over the place earlier this week. And it is not true, Froggy.
Well,
he's not dead. And ladies and gentlemen, you might not know about this, but Froggy's favorite song is the theme song to Saved by the Bell. His favorite show was Saved by the Bell. And Roxanne, you're about to see something and hear something very, very disturbing here.
What happened? I don't even know what you're talking about.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just as tight to see the bus fly by. It's alright, cause I saved by the bell. Come on, everybody, put your hands up. If the teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess. If I tongue it on my homework last night, right in the lower chair, see what I'm there. If I can handle it, come on, I'll be alright. It's alright, so I'm saved by the bell. I think it's time for the guitar solo.
Is this really disturbing or what?
To watch it is even more disturbing than listening.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Because I'm safe out of there. Yeah!
It was a catchy little ditty. I've never seen that much passion, though.
Yes, that's quite the ditty.
Is that really disturbing to watch him? He's convulsing.
It's your warm-up for the Froggy Ball concert series coming up shortly.
And that comes up in half an hour. I thought it was perfect. I thought it was fantastic. Look at Roxanne. Roxanne's like...
What's the matter with you? You know, and here we perform.
Bobby Rich just walked by. He's like, what the hell just happened to this station?
You know what's so weird, though?
What's going on here?
Froggy asked me just arbitrarily a couple days ago, so what are you into? Like, what are some TV shows and stuff? Do you like Saved by the Bell?
I just asked for it.
8:04. It's the MJ Morning Show. You're not going to believe the story that my wife, Michelle, heard yesterday. Next, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. And, of course, Billy Joel and Michelle is all ticked off at me. And I can even probably ask her because I have her on the phone with this other story. But Michelle is really kind of aggravated that when we were up in New York for a bit that we never made it to one of the monthly Billy Joel concerts at Madison Square Garden. And we were going to do it. And then COVID hit. And, well, kind of put the kibosh on that. And... Any ratings yet for the town halls?
Yeah, I just looked during the commercial break. I haven't seen anything definitive pop up yet.
Froggy's fall concert series, the premiere here on Q105. He'll do his original song and big stunt finale will happen at 8:30, so about 23, 24 minutes away. Hold on. That's coming up here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. That's right, we're back. It's the MJ Morning Show. Please spread the word. This will conclude today, will be our first 2 weeks. I can't believe we've already done 2 weeks of shows. It has flown by like a rocket. I mean, crazy.
It's flown by, and yet I feel like I know the three of you very well now. with just 2 weeks together.
You think you do.
Yeah, I feel I learn awkward things about you every day.
Now, do you like us all?
I won't deny that.
Do you like us all? Or
I get you all. That's the only thing I need to do.
She hates us.
Doesn't necessarily like us, but she gets us.
Okay, you know, Roxanne. Listen, you don't have to like us. Just work with us.
For any MJ Morning Show listeners that want to learn a little bit more about Roxanne, Greg from MJ Fan Page did a groundbreaking exclusive interview with Roxanne.
Wow.
First of all, Greg is great.
Yeah, we love him.
We're talking about Greg Lindberg, and he ran the MJ Morning Show fan page completely independent of us. He ran this thing for years. So in depth, the writing, the history of the MJ Morning Show, all kinds of pictures and audio he collected. It's insane. This is so comprehensive. It's amazing. And this guy, Greg Lindberg, a super fan, absolutely an amazing guy, an incredible writer and talent, and the amount of work that he put into the MJ Morning Show fan page over the years, it's incredible. And it's online, and he just, like Fester said, I didn't even know about this until Fester said, hey, go check out Greg's interview with Roxanne. Roxanne, you didn't even tell me that you were doing the interview.
Well, I mean, you know, there's just so much press out there, right. So it's hard to keep track of everything.
I'm telling you. So, MJ Fan, what is it?
MJFanPage.com.
Right.
I really did enjoy talking to Greg.
MJFanPage.com if you want to read the interview that Greg did with Roxanne about being part of the MJ Morning Show now. MJFanPage.com. We have nothing to do with it. It's a completely independent site that's been up for, 12, 14?
A long time.
Probably 15 years. This thing's been up. It's really incredible. MJFanPage.com. And, of course, our website is... Can you put that up? Put the link
up. I was actually thinking about doing that in a very not-so-self-serving way, but I guess
this is a long interview.
It's okay. Just put it up on MJMorningShow.com as well, which is our site, MJMorningShow.com. All right, I got Michelle on the phone, and this is crazy. Michelle, are you with us? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
This is crazy. So Michelle went to get her nails done yesterday. And this is a nail woman, a small business operator. She has her own nail business. And Michelle's been going to her for how long have you been seeing this individual?
Well, since law school, since before law school, so
before you went to Stetson in beautiful Gulfport and got your law degree, you were seeing this nail person, correct?
Correct. 23 years, maybe.
Who turned you on to? Did Randy Kabrick turn you on to this place?
Good old Randy Kabrick. Hi, Randy. Yep.
Yeah, he's listening this morning.
Who? Great. The hell is Randy Kabrick?
It's a long story.
No, Randy Kabrick. Anyway, so Michelle's at the nail salon, and the nail lady, who Michelle is friends with for all these years as well, tells her this crazy story. Michelle, I'll let you do the honors, set it up, tell the story.
Well, she was, it was her day off, so she was cleaning up her yard and doing some gardening out front, as she likes to do from time to time, and she happens to live on a street at the corner of the street with a stop sign. And so as she's out front, just minding home business, cleaning up her yard and gardening away, a truck pulls up and stops at the stop sign with the black lady in it, who has her hand dangling out the window, and she looks over at my friend and she says, "Hey, when are you going to do my nails?" And my friend looks up at her, doesn't recognize her, has never seen her before in her life, and says, "Well, not today, honey, because it's my day off. That's why you see me out here gardening." And the girl just laughs and pulls off.
All right. So this has so many interesting dynamics because, Michelle, your nail friend and your nail lady, a small business operator, successful for many, many years, she happens to be a...
Korean.
She's a Korean woman. And just bizarre that this is a woman who's also a minority is kind of doing the stereotype thing to the Korean woman who just happens to be in our yard. But wait, the crazy thing is the woman in the car says, "When are you going to do my nails?" Looking at her and seeing that she's Korean, not even knowing, we don't think. Because, Michelle, your friend Jenny,
never seen her. Doesn't know her. Not even from her neighborhood. Nothing. Just a random like passerby.
Passerby is like, when are you do my nails? Just seeing this Korean woman and saying, oh, she must be a nail tech. But it turns out that she does nails. She owns her own nail business. But isn't that bizarre?
The only safe time to stereotype is when it comes to astrology. That's it.
But I just thought it was a story to tell that I have zero tolerance for racism or stereotyping. I feel for oppression for all people, whether you're black, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Asian, whatever it is.
So he had a good comeback.
And guess what? I have no tolerance for reverse racism or if white people, for instance, are singled out, or if something happens and a white person is oppressed over something, or there's this overly politically correct environment. I all people are created equal. I just thought it was an amazing story that this black lady is then trying to shame the Korean lady. I thought it was just bizarre.
But to Roxanne's point about the comeback, I said to my friend, "Oh my gosh!" I was thinking to myself, how did you come up with that? She said, well, what am I going to do? Like, stand there and have a temper tantrum about her calling me out about being a nail person? Like, she said, it doesn't make sense to do that. It's true. So she just said, not today. I'm gardening.
It's insane. Michelle, you need me for anything?
Maybe later tonight.
All right.
Gross!
Michelle, you make the show so awkward this second go around. Oh, man.
Michelle.
The Speed Queen is working well.
The Speed Queen is working well from Famous State. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you later on. It's Friday night, folks. The weekend's here.
It's laundry.
Yeah, that's when you make rice, usually.
Would you like some French toast?
I'll be home a little after 10 o'clock. I like French toast with the fresh blueberries I got from Trader Joe. Oh, man, guys.
Bye.
Trader Joe's has the best blueberries right now. You know, I hate mushy blueberries. The worst.
I hate them.
I hate blueberries. Right. Have to be firm like a baseball.
No, MJ likes hard blueberries.
With a crunch.
And a burst.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just bought like two boxes at Trader Joe's, and they're absolutely perfect. 8:15, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Q105. MJ here with Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne. Now the moment you've all been waiting for. It's the return of the Froggy Friday Fall Concert Series. And I'm laughing because Froggy looks ridiculous. We've got three cameras. This is a three-camera shoot. Buck is in here from Beasley Broadcast Video Department. We've got three video cameras set up here. So this whole
thing... Don't take me while I clean my glasses. What are you doing?
Froggy looks very hot tub time machine-ish.
How would you describe the way Froggy's dressed up?
Hot tub time machine.
I mean, it's like 1986 came and just puked in our studio.
He's wearing this.
You know,
like,
this is an 80s band, right?
Yeah. So
is it? So do you get it?
Froggy's got some kind of like black wig on. He's got sunglasses on.
Wig.
He's got a green fluorescent headband on. He's wearing a black and pink and green tracksuit. Made out of nylon.
Where did
you get this?
Seriously.
The Rockstar Store, baby. That's where.
All right. So this was a long tradition on the MJ Morning Show when we were over at Gandhi on FLZ. And it's the Froggy Friday Fall Concert Series. So Froggy does an original song. Something prompted Froggy to write a song. And then it would culminate with a stunt. Some kind of crazy finale. And I knew what the finales generally were because they were big, elaborate stunts. He'd jump through a ring of fire in the parking lot. We would drop a car on the stage moments. Seriously, we had who was the crane company? Sims, right?
Sims Crane.
Yeah, we'd have Sims Crane out there with a giant crane, and they literally would drop an automobile from like 60 feet in the air onto the stage the minute Froggy finished the song and vacated the stage.
Right, baby. 300, 400 people showed up for that.
It was crazy. People used to line the parking lots over on Guinea. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the premiere of the Froggy Friday Fall Concert Series here on Q105.
Ready.
and set it up. Tell us what you're doing, what precipitated this song, and well, tell us what happened.
Ever since we came back on the show, it's really hit me how bad. I forgot how bad Fester's breath really was after all these years.
I've never noticed that Fester's breath was bad.
Well, I did. Right. And Roxanne, I don't know if you have as well, but it's so bad you can almost see the stink coming out of his mouth. It's almost visual.
We have plexiglass between us as well, so I have it not for the coronavirus, but rather the breath.
Okay, so go
ahead. This is a song about Fester's breath by my new 80s band, School of Tadpoles, as you see. My name is Scrizzle. I'm the lead singer.
DJ Scrizzle, Scrizzle.
And this is going to be the very first. What are you laughing at, my name?
No,
son of a bitch.
Laughing at all
superstar, don't you dare.
Go ahead, superstar.
All right, so this is called Fester's Breath with a very special finale ending. And you'll see what it is. I hope everybody enjoys it. MJ, you have my track that me and Big Lou produced right over there.
Yep, just tell me when to go. Give me a 3, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Do you want MJ to give you like a real band intro, like coming to the stage?
Yeah. Act like you're, yeah, there you go. Introduce me.
DJ voice.
Introduce me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Scrizzle and his band, A School of Tadpoles.
Crank it. Come on, guys, move!
I'm not gonna move.
I must say, it's good to be back. But something is definitely whack. The studio, it's a little small. And there's no air to breathe at all. Nope, but that's not my current gripe. There's something in the air tonight. Yeah, something bad that could cause death. Yeah, I'm talking about Fester's breath. Fester's breath, it smells like doo-doo. Smells like a spoiled can of Yoo-Hoo. Fester's breath smells like a dead corpse. Can't believe he hasn't got a divorce yet. Fester's death make you sick. Make you want to dig your eyeball out with a dull stick. Fester's breath is bad, have you heard? He must brush his teeth with a tooth turd. Not over. It consumes the entire room. It smells so bad it causes doom and gloom. It'll make your eyes squint. Too powerful for a single mint. Smells like a dying ass. Probably a dead largemouth bass. Stinky ass on moldy cheese. Evacuate if he has to sneeze. Fester's breath, it smells doo-doo. Smells like a spoiled can of Yoo-Hoo. Fester's breath smells like a dead corpse. Can't believe he hasn't got a divorce. Fester's breath, it'll make you sick. Make you wanna dig your eyeball out with a dull stick. Yeah! Fester's breath is bad, have you heard? He must brush his teeth with a tooth turd!
Wow. I can't wait for the finale.
Is it over?
What's
the finale? Is this the finale?
Wait a minute. Froggy has just held up a bottle of Froggy has held up a bottle of Listerine. He is now pouring the bottle of Listerine into a super soaker water gun. Oh no.
Breath.
Oh no. Froggy is just...
For my eyes!
Folks, Froggy has just attacked Fester with the super soaker filled with Listerine. Froggy has just shot Fester with Listerine from a super soaker. The Listerine is all over Fester's face.
Here, Fester, here.
Fester,
sorry.
Did it get in your eyes?
Right, my eyes!
You want to smell? Oh my god! You want to smell the studio? It smells like a tank. It smells like a tanker truck overturned, full of Lister Mint. Oh my god! I can't see Fester. You okay?
Fine.
The Listerine went into Fester's eyes.
It's in my coffee.
Froggy finished the song. He fills up a super soaker with Listerine, and then sprays it all over Fester's face.
Fester.
Are you all right?
No, it's great. I look like a bloodshot my eyes are.
Hey, Scrizzle, what are you doing?
What are you talking about? You got bad breath. I had to fix it.
Wait, ow!
Well, did you see Froggy's intensity when he was using that?
Hey, listen, that's going to be a good video.
Folks, he's back. And we shot the video. We'll put it up on the website. Froggy's back with the Friday concert series. MJ Morning Show Q105. Froggy, that was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
My phone blew up. I've got 29 text messages that that was great, best thing ever, hysterical. Can't wait to see the video. My kids are listening at their respective schools up north on the app, on the Q105 app, so that, you know, they're listening to the show every morning, which is fantastic.
You set the bar high for the fall concert series.
Hey, Chloe, good morning. Hey, Julian, good morning, guys.
Yeah, my eyes are burning, guys.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Fester, but you know.
All right, folks, if you missed it, we had a three-camera, three-angle shoot in here, and the video will be posted in just a bit. Incredible.
That was something.
Roxanne, you're learning every day working with the MJ Morning Show crew, aren't you?
Bring an umbrella.
How much Listerine did Roxanne get on her?
I did. It's all over my arm.
Her one arm. I was trying
better
not to
than
get
deodorant.
Her.
In this room, it helps.
It smells so bad in here because, well, the Listerine is very minty smelling, but then Froggy used some kind of a
disinfectant.
What do you use? I've got like all kinds of competing odors in here.
Lysol.
We have Lysol. We have
that. Probably wasn't the right thing to use.
God. It's all right. Listen, I haven't written a song in about 9 years, guys. So what do you think, huh?
That's pretty good. Huh? All right. I just teased a moment ago that if you
is my mic still working?
Yeah. Why?
Because we did we spray
it's
it
soaked with Listerine?
It was really.
Oh, that's you sound clean.
That's all the engineer Tim needs to hear is we're shorting out equipment now with Listerine in here. All right.
I'll just say we'd steal the microphones out of the shark.
Well, there you go. All right. Oh, gotta get the air conditioning fixed in here.
Warm.
It's very warm in here. All right. If you're gonna travel, if you're going to get on an airplane, this is really important as far as COVID-19. We've got cases spiking all over the country. What is it, 35 or 37 states now where cases are on the rise? Is this the second wave? I don't think we're out of the woods yet here, folks, obviously. You know, Chris Christie is like, oh, my God, I was wrong. Chris Christie, former New Jersey governor, and helped Trump prep for the first debate, and he came down with COVID. He got it in that big White House spread where Trump came down with COVID. And Chris Christie's like, oh, my God. I'll get into that in a minute. But if you're going to travel, this is really important. The risk of catching COVID-19 on planes is virtually non-existent when everybody is masked.
Really?
Yes.
Is it because, like, the air recycles, or?
Well, I'm going to get to that here. The risk of contracting the coronavirus aboard an airliner is virtually non-existent as long as passengers wear masks, according to this brand-new study from the DOD. Froggy, what's the DOD?
That's the DOD, man.
What is the DOD?
That is the Defense of...
Yeah, you're close.
Defenders.
You're close, though.
I don't know.
It's the deal. The Department of Defense.
Oh, man, I said the Defense of the Defense.
Yeah, you were close. Pretty close, actually. This is pretty good for you. So this was a DOD study. There's only a 0.003% chance that particles from an infected but masked passenger can infiltrate an adjoining flyer's breathing space. This is according to ABC News. They're citing this study data from the Department of Defense, who worked in partnership with United Airlines to test this out. This is really incredible. Using a mannequin equipped with an aerosol generator, 300 tests were conducted in about 6 months on a United plane, where technicians reproduced breathing and coughing, according to ABC. During each test, 180 million particles were spewed, equivalent to how many would be expelled during thousands of coughs. As the technicians gauged how they traveled in the cabin with a mask on or off. And to recreate the full plane, they had sensors all over the place in seats, galleys, even on the jetway. 99.99% of those particles left the interior of the aircraft within minutes. Within 6 minutes, according to United rep Josh Earnest.
I don't know that I trust a study by United.
No, it's the Department of Defense working with a United airplane. So United gave them a plane and a hangar be able to set up with all the sensors and equipment. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
You hear that story that came out from the CDC that people who got sick, 85% of them said they wear their masks all the time. Yeah. You hear that? Okay, the reason that came out, people were misconstruing that information.
But, yeah, but even President Trump said that. But that 85%, that's you got to qualify that.
I'm getting into what's happening on the planes.
Yeah.
With that study, you understand the masks don't always protect you. But if I'm wearing a mask, it's not going to protect me if Fester has COVID and sneezes in my face. My mask isn't going to protect me. If Fester has his mask on, that's how I'm going to be protected. And that's why it works on the plane.
Yeah, but it's the combination of everyone wearing a mask, because there is a protective factor with you wearing the mask, but the greatest factor is
Fester is infected
wearing the mask.
So going back to the plane, Everyone's got them on, everyone's going to be safe.
And United says this indicates that being on board an aircraft is the safest indoor public space because of the unique configuration inside an aircraft that includes aggressive ventilation, lots of airflow. So that's good news, but that's why everyone on the airplane needs to wear a mask.
This is just a precursor to them selling the middle seat again.
849. Yeah, really. I think you might have something there. Well, listen, isn't American Airlines like the wild, wild west? Aren't they packing as many people as they can? Like Delta will still space people out. I think even Southwest, right? With
middle aisles on Southwest,
yeah,
I saw.
Yeah, you get to walk on and pick your seat, obviously, depending on your boarding group. But American, I'm told, every seat, if the plane is full, plane's full. 849. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105, and we shall return. We got over an hour to go on this Friday. Back.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
We'll have the video up. How much time does Buck need to get the video up?
He's quick.
All right, so later on, hopefully it'll be before the end of the show and we can promote it, but we're going to have the video of Froggy's original new song about Fester's breath. The Froggy Friday Fall Concert Series returned about half an hour ago, and it culminated with a stunt, as usual, a big finale. And that's where Froggy loaded Listerine into a super soaker and then sprayed it all in Fester's face for his breath.
And apparently his eyeballs, and I apologize for that. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to damage, if that's a lot of damage, or...
Hey, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Hey, Fester, your eyeballs are minty fresh right now.
They smell good.
You want to come over and lick them?
Oh.
Lick my eyeballs?
Oh, my God. All right, a couple of things here on the COVID front. And Florida spiking again, right? Roxanne, you saw some numbers.
Here's the difference. Today, the numbers, the new cases as of yesterday, 3,356. And I've been seeing it, you know, kind of stay in the 2,000s, new cases per day.
Yeah. Mm. So now we're at mid-3,000s. So Florida, like other states, trending up.
Has anybody invented like a COVID gambling game yet? We got new cases.
We'll go to the Hard Rock and place bets on COVID cases.
To make light of COVID.
What's the matter with you?
Jeez. I think it's just a little angle. Maybe
what's the matter with you?
Burn your eyeballs, you lose your mind.
Take a call on the COVIDs for today.
What about counties? Hillsborough,
counties.
Pinellas.
Okay, so yesterday we saw new cases in Hillsborough, 159. Pinellas, 113. Mm-hmm. Polk, 102. And Polk is where they just pulled back on their face masks, right? Mm-hmm.
How about Pasco?
Pasco is not even 65.
Okay, Manatee, Sarasota.
Harder to find, so probably means less numbers.
Okay. All right.
It's not that we don't care about that.
How about that? Hardy?
Hardy. Come on, say it right. Hardy.
What about Dixie County? What Dixie County get?
Manatee's 34. Sarasota's 55.
Experts are saying, the CDC reporting that 1 in 4 Americans are failing to wash their hands. Who the heck is not? I never understood. Who wouldn't wash their hands, like, after going to the bathroom or doing what you do? I never understood people not washing their hands, and especially during COVID, who's not washing their hands? And the CDC reports that 1 in 4 Americans are failing to wash their hands, and they're stressing the importance of washing your hands.
Can I take a survey real quick?
Yeah.
Just a very simple survey. Fester, how many times did you wash your hands today?
I mean, I'm covered in Listerine now, so...
What does it matter?
That's a disinfectant, right?
It's just, I've washed mine a couple times. I've walked past a couple disinfected areas. I did a little disinfecting. I bet you Fester hasn't washed his hands once today.
Fester just took a virtual dunk tank dip in a vat of Listerine, though, so...
I think he's good.
Yeah, I think he is good.
Let me tell you guys the other side of the hand washing, and I'm not saying you should do it religiously, obviously, But if you have eczema like I do, your hands are raw, chapped, bleeding, cracked because of all the disinfectant, hand sanitizer. Then if your hands are cracked, you're more susceptible to germs. So I have to pick my spots. Right. I always wash my hands at the appropriate times if I touch things, and I use my shirt to open doors.
I see nothing that indicates eczema on you.
You're not close enough.
Where?
Because of the partition and the...
On your hands? You have some eczema on your hands?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's bad. But actually, it looks really good today. But this week, it's been cracked and bleeding.
Yeah, she had, like, bloody knuckles on
Wednesday. Do you take any...
Some, right?
Yeah.
What about the drugs? Do you take any of the pharmaceuticals? Like, you know all those TV commercials you see, and they're singing, what's that? Oprintic? What is that thing called? Ozempic.
O'Reilly.
No, it's Ozempic. Is that for...
You know.
I've never taken that.
Well, I don't even know if
used it.
Festa, look up Ozempic. They're using that pilot, so remember.
It's not psoriasis.
It's magic, you know. They're using it. Ozempic. But I can't keep track. All of these pharmaceutical commercials, all these drugs, all these names that, like, people pull out of their butts, and they're all over the place, and I can't keep track of which drug does what. But I know that I've seen... what does Cyndi Lauper do? Is Cyndi Lauper doing the commercial for eczema, or is that some other ailment?
I don't think so. No. I think she's doing it for something else.
Okay.
But you're right in that these jingles are very upbeat for all the medications.
Doesn't Paula
Abdul
does one.
For, like, joint health.
What is it? You look up Ozempic. What does that do?
It does, it's... Poor man's Viagra.
No, Rick, come on.
It's all this medical mumbo jumbo.
How long does it take you to look it up online?
I'm on the
Ozempic.
Cindy does have psoriasis. Not eczema. Which they're different. They're similar, but different.
Yeah, for all you, that means she's drinking a ton, so she's got psoriasis of the liver.
Ooh,
no, I'm kidding. I'm joking. That would be cirrhosis of the liver.
Chris Cross?
Yeah. Jump. Sailing. Chris Christie says that he was in the ICU for 7 days battling COVID-19 and says he made a huge mistake not wearing a mask. He said, I believe when I entered the White House grounds that I entered a safe zone due to the testing that I and others underwent every day. I was wrong. I was wrong to not wear a mask at the Amy Coney Barrett announcement. I was wrong not to wear a mask at my multiple debate prep sessions with the president and the rest of the team. That's what Chris Christie put out with his statement. I made a mistake. Wow. I should have been wearing a mask.
You know how much you eat without people noticing with a mask on? It's like a horse feeder bag for that fat ass. Just sitting there.
9:05, it's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Back in a moment. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Hey, everybody. I'm MJ. I'm back. Froggy, Fester, Roxanne joins us. It is the triumphant return of the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Yeah, what the heck did I do with that song of the day thing? Hold on a minute. I had it here.
Come on, man. It's only been 2 weeks.
For the trip of the day?
No, I just had the damn thing. Oh, here it is. Yeah, the trip of the day. So you want to be listening to Mason Dixon later today. Of course, MJ and the crew here in the mornings, and Mason Dixon has moved to the afternoons, 3 to 7. The trip of the day song is Paradise City, Guns N' Roses. One of my favorite Guns N' Roses songs. That and November Rain.
Mine too.
Oh, God, I love
November them. Rain and Don't You Cry. Those are my two favorites.
Yeah, November Rain.
Just the...
The video's awesome.
The orchestral component of November Rain is just brilliant. I'm a big Guns N' Roses, big GNR fan. So Paradise...
Overrated.
What did you say?
Overrated.
No, they're not, Froggy.
Just kidding.
Paradise City, Guns N' Roses. Mason Dixon's going to play it sometime in the 4 o'clock hour when you're here. Just be the seventh caller here at Q105-800-990-1047, and you'll win... This 3-day family staycation for four to Legoland here in Florida. It's a package worth over $1,000. So good luck. Paradise City, Guns N' Roses will play later today in the 4 o'clock hour. So listen, guys, give me a second here. I just want to make an observation and kind of on the sad side here, but people that know the MJ Morning Show know that we run the spectrum of emotions from insane stunts to funny stuff to some sad stuff. I don't know what's going on. It's just Chloe found out earlier this week. My daughter Chloe, who's 19, she's a recruited soccer player up in New England at the University of New Hampshire. She's playing D1 women's soccer. So all you little girls out there playing like Tampa Bay United, TBU, that's where Chloe started out. So... And then next thing we know, she's got like 10 Division I schools after her. Not even mentioning the D2s and the D3s.
Or the online schools.
How about the R2D2s?
Yeah, University of Phoenix, they were hot to trot for.
Grand Canyon University. Yeah. After
Columbia School of Broadcasting was all on her.
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to sign
the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Well, she went to the...
What did I say, Columbia?
Yeah, you said that was one years ago, yeah.
She goes to University of New Hampshire, but not Southern University of New Hampshire.
No.
Online school.
No, she goes to the real university. Oh, okay. Anyway, early this week, Chloe finds out that a second classmate of hers, when she was going to school here in St. Petersburg from Shorecrest, a second classmate has died.
What?
These are kids that Chloe grew up with. Chloe, from Alpha through kindergarten, all the way through seventh grade, Chloe was with these two kids, and now a second one has died. And Chloe, through her friends at Shorecrest in St. Pete and all the social media, found out that a young man by the name of Michael Schiff, 19 years old, he died in a single car accident outside of Pittsburgh last weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was going to college up there, apparently. He lost control of his vehicle. The report from Trib Live out of Pennsylvania says that he died of blunt force injuries. He was wearing a seatbelt. Speed is believed to have been a factor in the incident. No other cars. He was traveling in a 2006 Mercedes-Benz C280 sedan on Route 30, failed to negotiate a sharp right curve in the roadway. His car traveled over the center concrete barrier, crossed the opposite lanes of travel, became airborne, and landed on the roof of a golf shop. This kid was the most adorable. I didn't see him or really know him as a budding young adult, but Michelle brought out pictures of Chloe and him, Michael Schiff, in first grade, second grade, fourth grade. Michelle has all these pictures, and this kid, I'm telling you, this kid, Michael Schiff, the most adorable kid in the world. And, you know, excuse me.
You know,
that's tough, man.
Yeah, tough stuff.
Jeez.
When you see kids, I mean, he has his whole life ahead of him.
Yeah.
Especially when you have kids. It's
so,
a little different.
Yeah. You know, my thoughts go out. I think he was among the youngest of this family's children. They have older kids. But my thoughts go out to the Schiff family here in St. Pete. Just a terrible story. And then, do you remember the Bel Air doctor and the family dying in the plane crash in Costa Rica?
Mm-hmm.
They came to visit us in Manhattan about 6 months before the crash. They came to, the Weiss family. Chloe was just a great friend with Ari Weiss.
Yeah.
And well-known doctor, Mitchell Weiss. They were on a family vacation in Costa Rica, and this is back, was it 2017 going into 2018, I think? It was like New Year's Eve, or right around January 1st, and they were in a plane crash in Costa Rica, and Dr. Weiss died, his wife, Dr. Leslie Weiss, died, and then, sorry.
So they were visiting you, that family was.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dr. Weiss brought Ari to see us and Chloe and, you know, in New York just, you know, 6 months before, 5 months, 6 months before the crash. So, you know, now Chloe has lost two friends from Shorecrest.
That's tough.
How is she? I mean, is she okay?
You know, when the Weiss family died in the plane crash, the Tampa Bay Times actually called Chloe for a comment. And Chloe's quoted in the story about the Bel Air family killed in Costa Rica. So now, you know, it sinks in, I think, with Chloe that, you know, these kids with FOMO and social media, I think it sinks in and lets them know that you're not invincible, that there are things that, you know, can happen to you.
Accidents.
Yeah. They're waiting for toxicology on the car accident with Michael Schiff. Hopefully nothing. Hopefully it was just a speed issue and just a bad decision on the road. But, you know, it just shows that you got to be careful while driving. Just unbelievable. So it's choking me up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be a little downer here, but I just wanted to recognize that. And, you know, our kids think they're so invincible. Just, you know, have talks with them. Obviously, the family with the plane crash, the Weiss family in Costa Rica, there's nothing you can do about that. But certainly, I wish that Michael Schiff were still alive and things were different.
And when you see that with other people's kids, you're like, you know what? It just makes you hug your kids more.
All right, 9:16, yeah. We got a little bit to go here, folks. It's the MJ Morning Show. We're back on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
The video has just been completed. This is amazing. Buck, thank you. Buck.
Buck's the man.
Buck, who does video here at Beasley. Just nailed this thing out.
I would say quick and dirty, but just quick, because he got sprayed with a little Listerine, too.
This is awesome. The video of Froggy's Friday Fall Concert Series, which made a triumphant return along with the MJ Morning Show. This morning at 8:30, Froggy did an original song. It happened to be about Fester's Breath. I thought the lyrics were tremendous. I thought the lyrics were fantastic. And then, of course, with the Froggy songs, when he does his Fall Concert Series, he ends it with some kind of spectacular stunt at the end, and it was about Fester's Breath, so Froggy filled up a super soaker with Listerine and then just sprayed it all over Fester's face.
Sorry about your eyeballs, buddy.
Yeah, they feel better now.
Burning the hell out of Fester's eyeballs and everything, and the video is up. It's hysterical.
The video's pretty funny.
I'm looking at a picture of Froggy in his getup in front of the American flag and the Q105 mic flag, and you look like a DJ that performed at this station from like 2000, or from like 1981 to 1989.
Yeah, you were one of the flunkies on the Cleveland Wheeler show back in the day. It's hysterical. All right, folks, you got to see the video. The video is up right now. MJMorningShow.com. You got to see this. Spread this all over social media. Put this on your Facebook. Put this on your Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Spread this around. Go to MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. And watch this video.
And as good as it was over the air listening to it, you have to see it. The performance in person, yeah. The visual was better.
Yeah. Ooh, big on visuals.
And for all the radio nerds out there, you get a shot at MJ's new clock.
Ooh.
what new clock?
Your new schedule clock right there. Like,
look at that.
That's inside business, buddy. You better cover that up.
Look at that. That's proprietary information. Like, you couldn't listen and figure it out.
Yeah.
That's great. MJMorningShow.com, the video of Froggy's first return performance as the MJ Morning Show has returned on Q105. Love it. Yeah, so Michelle, she texts me. Yeah, how much money's in the checking account? I got to pay my Visa bill today. I'm like, oh, geez, what does that mean? First of all, Michelle, I know you're listening. Hold on, let me see if I can get her on the phone.
That was nice of her to ask.
She's got access. She can check. Like, what am I? I'm holding back the checking. She knows how to. She's got it on her phone, I think.
Look. You like Casino where she goes, she asks by holding her finger, can I have this much?
Oh, that's right. Sharon Stone?
Can I have about this much?
I remember that.
How much you need? Oh, this much? Casino? How bad is her Visa bill? Yeah, her Visa bill's due on the 16th, I think, every month.
Are things so tight?
The 16th?
Today is the 16th.
Yeah.
Things must be tough in the old schnit house.
Yeah, right? Do you need a short-term loan?
She's not going to answer the phone, though.
Would she forget to pay the phone bill, too?
Well, she might be out with the dogs.
MJ, I'm looking for installers if you ever thought about installing hardware stores.
So, yeah, she's not going to pick up. You know what? She's not paying.
Leave a message.
Yeah.
What was that?
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Is that
time.
You?
Yeah.
Goodbye. You really are controlling like the casino. I'll leave your voicemail.
That has been Ask Fester. That has been Michelle's outgoing message since 1997.
Very creepy.
Yeah, late 90s.
That's me going, leave a message.
That's a 25-year-old MJ.
It is.
It was ASMR before ASMR was a thing.
The whisper voice call, voicemail. The teachers would call.
And listen to this. Message. Listen to Michelle. Michelle keeps her voicemail box perpetually full so nobody can leave a message.
Right.
It's not cool.
Yeah, which defeats the whole purpose of the invention.
Are the ratings out? Yeah, there's something floating around, but it's not accurate. I was asking about the ratings for the town halls last night, dueling town halls, Trump on NBC and Biden on ABC, Savannah Guthrie doing the town hall moderating on NBC, obviously, and then George Stephanopoulos on ABC. And I'm looking for the ratings on this thing because, you know, ratings are so important to Trump, and it's going to be huge. And Trump if Trump doesn't win in the ratings, he's going to flip out, or he's going to say that they were rigged and fixed, or whatever.
No, he's not going to admit he's going to lose, even if he does. Right,
now, here's what we have so far, and I have no idea what this is, but people are spreading this all over Twitter this morning, and they're saying that this is from Advanced Television, and they're claiming data, Biden pips Trump in town hall ratings, but this is not the full picture. This doesn't include all the cable numbers or all of the regular broadcast numbers. U.S. presidential candidate Joe Biden and the town hall, blah, blah, blah. According to analysis by Samba TV, a content recommendation engine and viewer tracking application designed for smart TVs, 6.3 million U.S. households tuned into Trump's town hall, and 6.9 million tuned into Biden. Now, that's only, I think, a small app-based number here. This doesn't take into account the whole picture, but people are spreading that all over Twitter this morning that, oh, look, Biden beat Trump. But first of all, I never heard of this source. And I've heard of Samba. I think I've heard of Samba. But
they make that dip, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The
Samba dip.
What do you call it? The chickpea stuff? Is that what they make?
Hummus.
Yeah.
They make hummus. That's where you heard it.
Yeah. Samba.
I see something about YouTube channel viewings. Did you see that?
No.
Too?
What do you see?
Who won?
Well, I see at the end of Trump's town hall, NBC News YouTube showed 153,000 viewers, and Biden's ABC News YouTube channel showed 507,000.
What? Really?
But maybe YouTube.
Jeez. That's smashing.
Yeah. Trump will say YouTube was throttling.
Well, we don't have
NBC.
Well, we don't have the full numbers yet, so I don't think we have the real picture. But people are floating stuff around. Oh, Biden beat Trump on Twitter this morning, but that's only one source, and that doesn't take into account the full picture. So we'll see. We're still waiting to see what the Nielsen overnights show, and I would imagine they'd be out by now. But I'm looking at all the typical sources, and I just don't see it yet. So come on, guys, hurry up, get this damn thing out, will you, please? And then Fester, I get a call from Andrew, who is doing the engineering for my Schnitt show. Did one of your crew members leave some keys in the studio? And I'm like, well, take a picture and send it to me. He sends me a picture, and I see that Fester's got his metal brass COVID key on the key ring. I'm like, my God, those are Fester's keys. Fester left his keys here. So, Fester, how the hell did you get into your 2004 Lincoln town car and drive off if you left your keys in the studio?
Well, I couldn't find the keys for a while. I knew they were somewhere. I perpetually leave my car unlocked because there's nothing fire. And that's exactly right. The 2004 Lincoln town car is a very easily hot-wireable.
You just connected two wires like on TV and the thing starts up?
On the trunk of the steering column, if you take that down, there's a yellow wire and a green wire.
And it's going to explode one day.
Did you care about your keys? Probably your house keys, your car key?
My COVID key was the key I was most worried about.
Oh my.
Do you even know where your phone is right now?
You're unbelievable.
I have no idea.
Because I saw it in the bathroom.
You're unbelievable.
He has his phone to the bathroom.
His phone's in the bathroom?
It's blue, right?
Yeah.
Your phone is in the Beasley bathroom down the hall?
He doesn't even know.
Fester's getting up now to go get his keys, his phone out of the bathroom. You're a wreck. Why don't you disinfect that thing?
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
He's a mess.
He is a mess. All right, we'll wrap it up with morons in the news next on the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. It is the MJ Morning Show, Q105, 943. We are in the final throes of the second week of the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hey, thanks for everyone and all the awesome feedback we're getting, the phone calls we're getting, social media, all the email we're getting. Remember, you can email the whole crew. Just use our first names. At MJMorningShow.com. So MJ, Fester, Froggy, Roxanne, we all have email at MJMorningShow.com. Example, Fester at MJMorningShow.com. So Froggy at MJMorningShow.com, MJ at MJMorningShow.com, and Roxanne, obviously. All right, morons in the news here in just a second. I'm still looking for the ratings on this town hall duel off last night. I checked everywhere, and nothing's really out other than that sketchy advanced TV data from some smart TV data. I'm not putting much stock in that just yet. From before we get into morons, from the town halls last night, a lot of people, and this blew up on social media. Who was the lady at the Trump town hall right behind Trump? Whenever the camera was on Trump, you could see a woman in the background just like shaking her head and nodding yes at everything that the president was saying.
I know who it was. Melania's mother.
It was not. Mayra Jolie. M-A-Y-R-A. She's been identified. She's an ex-beauty queen who ran for Congress.
Oh.
The mystery nodding woman who went viral during President Trump's town hall Thursday night has been revealed as a pro-Trump immigration attorney and former beauty queen who once ran for Congress. Mayra or Myra, M-A-Y-R-A, Jolie, was identified as the woman who was nodding enthusiastically, even flashed a thumbs up sign behind the president, according to the Miami Herald. So there she is.
She was. I didn't see it. Is this like a lot of nodding? Like continuously?
Oh, it was nonstop. It was, yeah, because I watched both. I watched the Rays game till the very end, and then I had both Biden and Trump TiVo'd, and I watched them both back to back.
It was annoying. Enough for Katie Couric to tweet, "The woman in the real Donald Trump's right keeps nodding her head," which I find very distracting. And Katie's a professional.
Katie's all annoyed.
Yeah, hey, Katie, back it down. Why don't you, come on, don't get all bent out. Why don't you worry about something important, Katie? How about that? Morons in the news. Folks, Oxford's COVID-19 vaccine is not turning people into monkeys. That's not happening.
Was that a real story?
It is. This is, guess what? It's part of a disinformation campaign, and guess who's spreading the disinformation?
The monkeys.
Alex Jones.
Russia.
Yes, Roxanne, you got it. This is part of a Russian disinformation campaign designed to spread fear about the Oxford University coronavirus vaccine. Yeah, folks, Russia does everything to try to tip the Western world over. Russia, China, not our friends here in the United States and the Western world. They're doing everything to tip the balance and to screw us over. They're doing everything to sow seeds of discord in this country and try to delegitimize the election. The Russians, the Chinese, North Koreans, Iran, they're jumping on and trying to incite violence with all the BLM protests and everything. So
let's not forget Canada. Very dangerous country.
Oh, yeah, they're the worst.
Canada is sowing discourse.
I've never trusted Canadians.
Hey, have you seen any scooter accidents? You know, in Tampa.
Hear about a lot of those.
You got a ton of those e-scooters running around.
I saw one in Indianapolis, and it was hilarious.
What happened?
I was walking to a convention, and it was like snowing, and a guy. People were all over these things. And just a drunk guy. This guy must have been drunk at like 8 in the morning. Just crashed the thing right in front of me. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and people don't realize you can get a DUI on a scooter.
Yes.
You can get a DUI on a lawnmower. You can get a DUI on a horse. Those stories have happened.
I saw somebody trying to do something nice, and they biffed.
Well, here's the deal. New research. Most e-scooter accidents happen on sidewalks. Well, that's where they mostly are.
Yeah.
Researchers from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, those are the guys that crash all those cars independently, they interviewed 103 e-scooter riders who sought care at Washington, D.C.'s George Washington University Medical Center over 8 months, and 58% had been injured on a sidewalk.
I'd rather walk.
Yeah, not the lady I saw.
Are they dangerous? Have you seen in downtown Tampa and Channelside, have you seen like reckless e-scooter riders?
I'm trying to find some stories about this, but the first critical e-scooter accident was back in June of 2019, and I feel like I've heard,
peppered
in. Right?
Yeah. No, you know, it's people who don't ride these normally. So, I mean, yeah, they're safe, but you don't really want to fall off of them.
Yeah, hit the crack. Forget about breaking mama's back. You break your own back on a crack with your e-scooter.
And they're kind of hard to, like, fire up. You got to get it with your phone. They're a pain in the ass.
You know, up in Manhattan, there were these Revel scooters.
Yeah.
These are electric scooters which you sit on. These are like little motorbikes. Mm. And anyone can rent these things. And the reckless drivers all over the city, even during COVID, people were... Like, two people died in a week
on
the scooters, and then they stopped them. They shut them down for a while. Then they were back after, we're going to do all kinds of safety things. The scooters came back in 3 weeks or a month, and I still saw reckless idiots out there. How about this? Houston cop accused of stealing 14 times from Walmart while on duty. What a cover. You're a cop, you go to Walmart, and you pilfer.
What'd he take?
Billy Allen Hammock. He was with the Katy, Texas Police Department, charged with stealing from the store in uniform at least 14 times over a one-month period. Cops said he swiped more than $500 worth of items, including Hot Pockets.
What kind?
Hot Pockets.
Now new lean pockets.
And a ceiling fan.
Ooh.
All right, so he's stealing boxy items all over the place. Okay, I mean, did he get an air fryer?
So, apparently, he would go to the self-checkout line. He would scan some things, but not others.
Oh, that's
in uniform.
Scan.
And who's going to look over the cop in uniform?
Nobody.
Doing the self-checkout deal, right?
Not cool, man.
Not cool at all, man.
Because who would you report it to?
Can cops go shopping in their uniform?
Cops can do anything in
their uniform, I'm sure.
All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Go Rays, obviously. Come on, Rays. Put the Astros to sleep. Would you please? Go Rays tonight. What is it, 6:07 game time, right?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock.
And then go watch the video of Froggy's concert series, his brand new song, Fester Assault, at the very end of the song. You're going to love it, folks. It's the return of the Froggy Fall Concert Series here on the MJ Morning Show. The video is fantastic, and it's up at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. Folks, have a great weekend. Thanks for spreading the word that the MJ Morning Show is back, and we'll see you back here Monday.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.